Blog Talk Radio.
Unmuted.
Crowded House with their top 10 US hit Don't Dream It's Over. Crowded House, a rock band formed here in Melbourne, Australia, with the New Zealander Neil Finn, who was doing the singing, Paul Hester, who was on drums, and Nick Seymour on bass. For the record, Nick Seymour went to my school and he did all the cover art for the albums for Crowded House. He was in the year above me. So, welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is a team of voices. We're sponsored by me, AP Taylor, and I have a series of people with me in the studio. I have none other than Hatter. Hi, Hatter. How are you?
I'm okay, AP. A little wiped, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I heard that. And we have Deb Relief. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I think we have Mr. Wayne Gent with me as well. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing? I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful day and trying to be happy.
No, well, there you go. Well, a little bit of sort of crossover New Zealand Australian music there to start the show. A good song. Good song. Did you like that song, Hatter?
You know what? I was getting my stuff together. I really didn't pay attention to it.
That's okay. I'll play it at the end. It's all good. Now, I have recently, with the topics, been doing a big read, for want of a better word, Deb, a big read. And I have chosen one today to be the big read, and this is a poem by Banjo Paterson. You won't be surprised by that. And this is called Lost. Now, I think this is one of his top five best poems, to be honest. It's not a happy poem, but it's exceptionally well written. This is Lost from, of course, his first book, The Man from Snowy River. And it goes a little bit like this. "He ought to be home," said the old man, "without there's something amiss. He only went to the 2 mile. He ought to be back by this. He would ride the reckless filly. He would have his wistful way. And here he's not back at sundown. And what will his mother say? He was always his mother's idol since ever his father died. And there isn't a horse on the station that he isn't game to ride. But that reckless mare is vicious. And if once she gets away, he hasn't got strength to hold her. And what will his mother say?" The old man walked to the slip rail and peered up the darkening track and looked and longed for the rider that would nevermore come back. And the mother came and clutched him with sudden spasmodic fright. "Become of my Willie. Why isn't he home tonight?" Away in the gloomy ranges at the foot of an iron bark, the bonny winsome laddie was lying stiff and stark. But the reckless mare had smashed him against a leaning limb, and his comely face was battered and his merry eyes were dim. And the thoroughbred chestnut filly, the saddle beneath her flanks, was away like fire through the ranges to join the wild mob's ranks. And a broken-hearted woman and an old man worn and grey were searching all night in the ranges till the sunrise brought the day. And the mother kept feebly calling with a hope that would not die, "Willie, where are you, Willie?" But how can the dead reply? And hope died out with the daylight, and the darkness brought despair. God pity the stricken mother, and answer the widow's prayer. Though far and wide they sought him, they found not where he fell, for the rangers held him precious and guarded their treasure well. The wattle blooms above him, and the bluebells blow close by, and the brown bees buzz the secret, and the wild birds sing reply. But the mother pined and faded and cried and took no rest, and rode each day to the rangers on her hopeless weary quest. Seeking her loved one ever, she faded and pined away, but with strength of her great affection, she still sought every day. "I know that sooner or later I shall find my boy," she said. But she came not home one evening, and they found her lying dead, and stamped on the poor, pale features, as the spirit homeward passed, was an angel smile of gladness. She had found the boy at last. End poem.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
How's that? Isn't that a poem?
Talk about emotional.
Wow. The man from Snowy River, he could rhyme, this lad, by the way. Banjo, he could rhyme. So, just a brilliant poem. And I don't think I've read it on
you
the
read
show
it well,
before.
No, I would have remembered that.
You read it so well. It's a bit of your poem. You read it so well. Enjoyed it.
No, thanks, mate. And it looks like you've got me an Edgar Allan Poe one to finish too, Deb. So that's fun. So,
yes, sir.
There you go. So I've got a whole heap of poems, and I've got a soundtrack from you, Wayne. I'm thinking I might go the soundtrack next, actually. And we can talk about your poem.
AP.
Yeah? Yes.
What's the...
What's the, is it the Man from Ironback or something, the one about the horse race?
Yeah, the Man from Ironback, yes. Yes, yes, yes. There is one about a horse race. Yes.
Okay, okay.
So he references the Ironback. Yeah, and the Son of Reprieve, I think, is the other one there. Because we've got the Melbourne Cup show coming up only, well, it's only about a month away, actually. So we'll put a few of those up, but they're wonderful. But as I said, I don't think I've actually read that one live to air. So, but it's a wonderfully rhymed poem. So there you go. Okay, so I have from you, Wayne. I have.
Okay.
Which is Dream, and we've got
the theme tonight was Don't Dream It's Over, so I wrote this to the theme.
Yes. Okay, cool. Right on. Well, let's roll with it. Here we go.
This is called Dreamed. Screaming and yelling, both sides hot, calling each other names, should not. Said she was taking everything she got. Never knew anything she would have bought. So I dreamed it was over. Went shopping at the mall to see what to buy. There the ex was, acting like she was a spy. Smiling and waving, trying to say hi. I had to wave, but I don't have a clue why. Because I dreamed it was over. She slowly walked up to me face to face. Said, how would you like to come to my place? Could I stop by for dinner, have a little taste? No sense in letting it go to waste. Wait, I dreamed it was over. When I arrived, she was wearing a negligee. My mouth fell open, didn't know what to say. Was caught in her trap, better try to get away. I ended up leaving her late the next day. Don't dream it's over.
Sort of led me to believe that it was all over, but clearly it was not in the poem. It went from being dreamed it was over to you thought it was over to, hold on, I'm there for a couple of, well, I'm there for overnight. So I was intrigued. Deb, what did you want to say about Wayne's poem?
I agree. Yeah, he got me too, between the music in the background and the tone. The voice tones, there was a sort of a sadness that was happening, and by the time we got to it, and I arrived, and she was wearing a negligee, and my mouth fell open. I thought, okay, not over after all. I like how you presented this one, the little twist. Got to give it to that twist at the end. Great share.
I didn't want to trap me again.
It's saying goodbye.
I kind of bummed out. I was bummed out because he trapped me again.
Saying goodbye to Bud Light.
Adda, did you want to say something apart from Bud?
I just did.
No, I thought you did. Yeah, I know.
The picture.
Okay.
The picture I got was from Halloween I had a couple years ago. I made a dummy. I set him on a stool in my kitchen, and I put a Bud Light in his hand as a dummy there with a mannequin that I had for Thanksgiving. And everybody come in and go, hello, they said happy, but they thought he's real. You know, everybody, he was just a mannequin I made up. So I thought it was dead on it for some reason. I have seen it, and I put it on it. That's the story of the
mannequin.
That's
got nothing to do with Bud Light? Oh, man.
I think he's drinking Bud Light, but he was a mannequin. He was pretty cool.
I I don't think so, Adam. You know, I've tried different ways, but I don't think so. Now, I have got your poem up on the board. Are you happy to read it, Hatter, or did you want me to read it?
No, I'll read it.
Okay, Funky.
It's going to be rough.
I don't believe that. Let's see.
I asked if anyone still believed.
Okay.
And it was like this. I woke this morning with visions in my head. I reached for you because of something you said. Still hearing the voices that haunted me, I asked if anyone still believed. I came to claim what was once called mine, fell within the rules, and all I can find are the things you kept so you would know who I was and where to go. Gathering dreams and bags of wishes, falling behind through unraveled stitches. Tales that follow the nightmarish thoughts, returning the words they all forgot. Puzzles and pieces and pictures of Jesus, when will you come home? Tired of crying, I'm done trying. I can only remember being alone.
Well, we are back to the central Hatter theme here in the last couple of lines, Hatter. The what I call the central Hatter theme, which is the, you know, the things of you know, there's the singularity of vision and purpose there. So, Teb, what did you think of this one from Hatter?
The pictures, that the drawing is kind of spooky. I like the title. I asked if anyone still believed. Gathering dreams in bags of wishes, falling behind through untraveled stitches, tales that follow the nightmarish thoughts, returning with words they all forgot. There's so much sadness in just those two stanzas. Returning with words they all forgot. It's just so sad, Hatter. Powerful breath.
I was angry.
Maybe
I'm
feeling like a sadness.
Yeah, I got sad, Adam. I didn't get so much anger. I got sadness. Wayne, what did you get from this one?
Yes. Oh man, this reads great, wonderful rhyme, but the storyline is so depressing. I don't think anybody does believe, except me. I believe. Great poem, Hatter.
I believe. Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Yeah, from last to first, Wayne. Last to first. Or second. Like it's football.
Oh, dear. Now, Deb, you had two pieces up on the board. There were both daydreamers. One was shipwrecked and one was, I do say, I'm a daydreamer. But I don't think you decided which of the two that you were going to use.
Well, it's driving me crazy because one sort of gives a chance to jump up on the soapbox, but the other one's kind of abstract and full. Let me just grab.
Which soapbox?
Soapbox.
Oh, no, Dave gets on the soapbox. What do you think?
But what it was is the second one, the shipwreck daydreams, had less views, but the first one's really popular. I'm going to go with the really popular. So I'm grabbing it.
Okay.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay. This is the one. Where is the board? Here it is. Okay.
Cool. Go with the popular vote, I say. We're in your hands, Deb.
Part of it was it's on the board, and part of it was inspired by a section of Imagine. Imagine no possessions, I wonder if you can. Mm. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one, by John and Paul. So... this is called I Do Say I'm a Daydreamer. Here we go. Snowflakes spiral in the icy blizzard and raindrops dump in bucket loads. From hurricanes rattling the windows, flooding the town and freezing roads. All the burning wildfires and tsunamis, or the earthquakes and their tornadoes. We spot first responders in the fields, dodging debris as the breeze blows. Doctors and nurses on the front lines battle the germs spreading sickness, traveling in air to the neighborhoods as the death toll from the virus crests. Did you smile or just shoot the finger at soldiers sleeping on the sidewalk? Can you walk a mile in his sneakers, live in a cardboard box, and not talk? Did you dig out from under the rubble if the crumbling walls crushed the head to stand up on 2 feet and then build, bleeding a puddle stained in blood red? In storms, are you the rain or umbrella? Do you reach out a hand as people fall? Or do you walk from the ringing phones, not picking up as friends dial that call?
That's got a lot to it. I love the image there, Deb, and I love the strength of the words, and particularly as you finish with reaching out and walking from. It's a brilliant question to ask. Why? What did you think of this piece by Deb?
I think it was absolutely amazing. It had a hell of a message in it. What kind of person are you? Do you walk away? Do you give a hand, or do you walk away from a ring phone? It's a hell of a message. I think I want to put my hand out, but that's a good poem, and I enjoyed it. I was thinking so well balanced. I thought there's no way you make the right square boxes like it, square like that, but he said a perfect balanced poem, and I'm good. And I have a message with it. I love the whole lot there, Deb.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Appreciate that.
And obviously a front page poem and 50-odd people liking it. So, and 1,400 reads, which is amazing. Hannah, what did you think of Deb's piece?
Yeah, you know, I think every poet's got that question poem, you know, asking questions. This one, she ends it that way, which I thought was really clever. She's describing the doctors and nurses in the front lines battle the germ-spreading sickness traveling into the neighborhoods. Then it says, did you smile or just shoot the finger? Do you dig out from under the rubble? And in storms, are you the rain or the umbrella? It's very, I don't know what the word, but it's so like classy to have questions woven into your piece, and this is very well done. I love the way you ended it.
Thank you, Hatter. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Deb. Great piece and good choice, I thought. Now we're about to have here in Australia a referendum, which is something where all of Australia goes and votes on something. And in this particular case, we're voting on a Indigenous voice to Parliament, and it looks like it's not going to get up, which is incredibly sad. Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be a no. In order for something to get through on a referendum in Australia, you've got to have a majority of states, so two-thirds of states, and you've got to have more than 50% of the vote being in favour of the proposal. And at the minute, it looks like only about 45% of the population are in favour of this. And so it's not going to get up, which is a very sad state of affairs.
I researched a little bit about that in your country, and
yeah.
What is the force stopping that? I mean, holding that back, because it's the one black mark the world looks at Australia as.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, Hatter, and it's going to get blacker very shortly. Unfortunately, when these things happen, it usually comes down to politics. And that's what's happened here. We have the party in power supporting it. We have the opposition party not supporting it, and that's been enough to derail the proposal.
Is it the change or the Aboriginal rights that's the whole?
It's really simple concept. Yeah, no, it's a really simple concept, Hatter. It's just to have a body that basically acts as a body that informs the government, and it's as simple as that. And it's not a big change, because, you know, when you do this sort of thing, you want to make it
as small. Then it's a class thing.
Unfortunately, the vote is split mainly along how old people are. So if the younger people are in favour, if the older people aren't, there's more older people, it's going to lose. Anyway.
That's what I was asking, if it was like change. One more question. When I was looking at it, it involved an athlete.
A lot of famous Indigenous Australians athletes from their background play top level sport. It's something that incredibly fortunate.
This is one of your world class athletes.
And there's been a very strong gathering of Aboriginal first and Indigenous people to try and get this through, but it looks like it's not going to work. And the reason I say all that is because I have a Indigenous poem to read, I just think it's incredibly disappointing, Hatter. It's in a couple of weeks' time, and
I thought for sure the exposure and the world knowing more about it
You would think so, and exposure here has worked in the other way. It's really quite sad. So anyway, we'll talk more about that in a couple of weeks when it unfortunately doesn't improve. But anyway, this is A Young Man Dreaming, and from the song Bappa from Garimal, and it goes a bit like this. A Tiwi man ascends to clouds dreaming, ocean waters a guiding fork by a beach. Grey shed, diamond shadows teeming, a warrior standing, high platypus left leech. On seasons passing to fall of lost leaves, gulls trails high and meshed in white drifts, with simple guitar chords a tune weaves, called to a curved beach as a cello insists. Bare flames of a fire seeking outwards, raised until encircled inside curled wave. Water sprays dance a rumba towards, a whale outline unfurls, eyes held crave. Observe an old man guiding one young, passes by river gums swaying in stands. Diamonds glitter, hear fish scales among, as a voice consumes, dreamers in bands. End poem.
Well,
D-A-B.
So,
is that a Tasmanian?
Tiwi Islands are in the far north of Australia, Hatter, up past Darwin. So separate group of islands.
I gotta ask you though.
Hmm.
We've talked about sound collisions and ones that blend together, right? Certain rhyming sounds follow another certain sound more than others, better than others.
Yeah, indeed.
The dreaming bleach, teeming leech, leaves drifts, they sound opposite. You had to have seen that. Was it more the conflict
It's not a logical pairing of in the way that sort of Beach and Dreaming is sort of is nearby, Leaves and Drifts are a long way away. And so it's a, it's a deliberate sort of...
Yeah, because, I'll tell you the truth, I will remember this. So,
yeah, yeah, the opposite sort of, you know, going in with the rhyme, it's it deliberately opposite.
Yeah.
So. Deb. Deb, you probably remember this one.
Yeah, I do, but I was going to say the power of it still shone really strong. Where's that? On seasons passings to fall of lost leaves, gold trails high and meshed in white drifts, and their flames of a fire seeking outwards. But the last stanza there, observe an old man guiding one young. I love the thought of the actual young and paying attention, because far too often the young seem to disregard what someone with knowledge says and like roll their eyes at them. So there was just something there that gave respect to the old man. Just by saying that he was guiding the one young, passes by river gum swaying and stands, diamonds glitter here, fish scales among, as a voice consumes dreamers and bands. The look there, the thought of the glimmer, the like I said, the thought of the respect from the young one to the older one. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, It's an interesting one, Deb, but it has quite a connection to me, and I'll talk about that in one sec. Here we go. Sweet Pea is interrupting this program to announce that Amadeus just won silver at his local competition. Yes, he's 14 years old. He's still out there kicking ass. Now back to your regular scheduled program. I did say that he had a lovely-looking medal, and it is a silver to Amadeus. So well done, Amadeus. Lovely puppy.
Yes, I'll give him a good bark.
Well done. Pretty good. Wayne, did you want to say a few words, not about Amadeus, but about that poem?
I thought it was an excellent poem. I was reading along with you. He had a great cadence and a great rhyme, and my cat started squalling like an idiot, so I had to go upstairs and chase her away. And so I needed to read all of it, but I'm reading it right now. Great poem. I had a great great cadence. It sounded good and good rhyme, but I had to listen to my cat for a second. It was good job.
No. Thank you. And I should say for the record that Garamal passed away 6 years ago, and he was only 46, which was a terrible blight on Australia, to be honest. And he had diabetes, which is not uncommon in First Nations people. He was on dialysis and it got too much for him and he just walked away and died.
Who are you talking about?
Garamal.
Okay.
And he was a brilliant singer and a brilliant multi-instrumentalist, and he'd been involved in a whole heap of music for years, actually, even from when he was a teenager. So it was, to me, it was just a huge loss. So,
You just had another one. The girl that won, the young lady that won the Australian Got Talent. She couldn't handle the fame. Yeah, she sounded like Janis Joplin. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's really tough, Patter. I mean, because a lot of these people, you know, are used to quite itinerant lifestyles and being out of the limelight, and then they get thrown into the limelight and they struggle with it a lot. They struggle with it a lot.
Yeah.
Now, Hatter, do you have a topic for next
yes.
week. I've got a suggestion if you don't.
I do. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try.
What have you got?
The Last Crystal Ball.
The Last Crystal Ball. Well, there you go. Yeah, I don't mind that.
Kind of cool.
No, I don't mind that. Could go in a whole heap of directions. No, I don't mind that, Hatter. I think that's good.
Yeah. If you knew there was only one left in the search of the last crystal ball, that's a quest.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'll do what I did a couple of weeks ago, Hatter, and put out there what I was thinking, and you'll see what you think. Yeah?
Sure. Absolutely. However it goes.
And so we'll do the last crystal ball next week, but then the following week, because that's my choice, I was thinking that we'd go with a very famous song lyric, just like we did this week with Crowded House and Don't Dream It's Over, except it's even more famous. Yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
And only five words, but it's still famous, incredibly famous. You'll know it very well. It is, "Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend."
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Yes. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Now, the reason for that is because, apart from anything else, we have JCO starting off doing some dark poetry shows. And so I sort of thought, well, that fits. Yeah? That fits. So, there you go. We've got the last crystal ball coming up next week. And then the week after, we have "Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend." What do you think? What do you think of those, Deb?
I like them both. Yeah, it's October next month, and we're all steering towards headed towards the Halloween time of year. So I like that you're bringing that one in. And sometimes when you – back to Hatters for a second. Sometimes when people wish on a crystal ball, it comes out the opposite of what they want. So there's a lot of ways that one can go. And then "Hello, Dark, My Old Friend" can go so many places. And I think that both are great topics. And the "Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend" is a good segue for Jay. I put his topic on the board. It's bi-monthly on a Sunday night at midnight. And it's stuff, tragic stuff in the news, like serial killers and stuff like that. So it should be really cool. And it's "Sunday Night Murder and Mayhem" is his topic. And his first topic for us to battle is Black Widows. And then he gave a few so some spooky ladies, let me tell you. So I'm hoping that everybody support his brand new show and welcome him to A Team of Voices Radio. That's tomorrow.
Excellent. That is tomorrow. So we need to go into that. But before we do anything else, Deb, we have a final poem by Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah, which is the Dream, and it's only short, which is cool, but it's one of his more famous ones. So let me read that, and then I'll go to you for a little bit more of what's coming apart from Jay. So here we go. This is "Dream" by Poe. It goes a bit like this. "In visions of the dark night, I have dreamed of joy departed, but a waking dream of life and light have left me broken-hearted. Ah, what is not a dream by day to him whose eyes are cast, or things around him with a ray turned back upon the past? That holy dream, while all the world were chiding, hath cheered me as a lovely being, a lonely spirit guiding. What though that light through storm and night so trembled from afar, what could there be more purely bright in truth's day star, in pomp?"
you know, what is it? Is there a word or a style that Poe and other poets have? The way they speak, like the last stanza, what thou light has stormed at night. The next line, so trembled from afar. They describe it in reverse. Is that right?
It's almost written as a, in particularly the last couple of stanzas, like a five-line poem, Hatter, because it's got the light, poem of night, then a far bright star, and so it's almost an AABAB really when you look at it,
I mean, people, you know, you always hear Edgar Allan Poe, love the Raven, whatever. But they don't sit and read and see how he put it together, you know, the puzzle.
His construction of words was outstanding, Hatter. I mean, I'm very fortunate because I've got every word that Edgar Allan Poe wrote I have in a single book, and it's about 2 inches thick, you know. It's... He wrote an incredible amount.
I think we all have to be a little mad. We're all a little mad.
Yeah. And look, I've got an original Raven.
You guys
book
are mad.
I'm just angry. Myself. So anyway, there you go. You would have seen I've got an old stack of old poetry books. Hatter and the Raven's one of them. So.
Oh.
There you go. So, now, Deb, I'm going back to you because we need to talk about not just Jay tomorrow night, but what's going on at a team of voices for the rest of the week.
Ouch. Yes, we do. Okay. Just a reminder again on Jay's. His Black Widows are Belle Guinness, Vera Ramsey, Nanny Doss, and Kane Kijma. And
right. Definitely.
He's got a little video for each one. It'll give you some of the details. And like I said, some creepy, creepy women. I think you could have some fun with those prompts. So check them out. Then on personal prompt Monday, we are in the beginning of the October shows, and I am trying to find mine. It's not kind of... Oh, okay, it's the 2nd. It's October 2nd. Witches and Warlocks. And I've got some really cool pictures of witches and warlocks. We go live at 10. Take a look at the photos. Write whatever it inspires from your muse, and I look forward to hearing it. And that's, again, 10 p.m. And then Tuesday night at 10 p.m., Pretty Bird on What the Flock is featuring ghost stories. So whether it's about a ghost story that you've heard or a ghost story that you write or about some chick that you killed in the woods, Wayne, that comes back and haunts you, ghost stories. Excuse me. And on Wednesday night, I know I just saw that. Wednesday, we had this crazy full schedule. Okay, I know the easier way to look rather than they're out of order. So let's see. Wednesday is Sky's new day of the week, and she will be here every Wednesday. At the moment, she's a little bit extra because she's trying to fill some spots that she had piled up. But on the first of her Wednesday every month, she will tap into some sort of Star Wars show. This one is Volume 25, Terrifying Tales, and she will go live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And my sweet pea is off this Thursday. She'll be out celebrating. So she'll be back next
week. She
will be. And on Friday, what do we have going on Friday? Let's see. Friday, oh my goodness, it's the only day that we are pretty much open. So there's a spot. So we'll be off that day, and then it brings us back here to that crystal ball.
It does.
I look into my crystal ball, and that's what I saw.
Did you mention tomorrow?
And
what was that?
Did you mention tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
JCA?
Sunday?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't know. I came in on
that. Yeah,
that's
right. So.
JCA's the serial killers.
That's right.
So we got serial killers. We've got witches and warlocks. We've got ghosts. That's the next 3 days in a row. So step into the darkness and have some fun.
Okay, one more thing.
And yes, Hatta, yes?
We're going to talk some football.
My goodness. Before you do that, looks like we have a guest in the studio.
Oh.
Hey,
uh-huh.
Dish.
Hello, Chaos. You've got a theme now. I love that.
Hello.
I just got those reports, too.
No,
how you doing?
Just a week ago. Oh, anyway, there you go. How are you, Chaos?
How are y'all been?
Good.
We've been okay.
Did you write, Chaos?
We've been well.
What's that?
I see you have a poem. She has a poem. Ah.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't call earlier. My phone died.
No,
so I had to charge it up a little bit before I could call in.
No, it's all good. We have your poem on the board. How's that? You enter, you get your theme, and then you get poem. A-class service, Chaos.
So, are y'all ready for me to read?
We sure are.
Yeah.
We got here just in time. We were about out the door. I'm glad you made it.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening about all the shows. Wow, you've got a lot going on. But, okay, I'm going to read. Conquering my dreams with shadows at my side. The dream never ends when your hero is a nightmare. You own your passions, guiding your fascinations. He crushes the walls the world would build around your madness, trapping the beauty with bricks of normality. And mortar of normality, decorated in polite propriety. Day or night, your monster is there to frighten with frigid stare, while laughing at them all the while. You're destroyed by his silver smile.
It's very nice, Chaos. I don't know what it is. I just like the way you view the world. The bricks of formality and mortar of normality decorated in polite propriety. It's very neat. Very cool. I like it a lot. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Chaos's poem?
Yeah, like he crushes the walls the world would build around your madness, trapping the beauty with bricks of formality and mortar of normality, decorated in polite propriety. I think that that's an amazing stanza. You're really, really good at brevity, Chaos. Just saying.
Thank you.
And Hatta, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, what Chaos is good at is what I believe makes the best free verse is the long run-on sentence. And it's a cadence thing, and it's beautifully done, and it's just a run-on sentence that goes on. And I think Chaos has that gift. And Where's the other part? Let's see. Yeah, the trapping the beauty with bricks of formality and mortar of normality. Formality and normality, directed by Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Showing some brains there. Good job, Chaos.
Thank you.
Chaos, I love that prompt. I think you've done a terrific job.
Thank you.
With the prompt. So I'm very, very glad that you joined us because we're actually up to the sort of stage of wrapping up. Now, next week, Hatter, remind us, we are on?
The Last Crystal Ball.
The Last Crystal Ball. Yes, so next week, The Last Crystal Ball. And the week after, we've even got, which is my one, which is Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. So we've got The Last Crystal Ball, followed by Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. No, sure. You will be up for that, Chaos, as you always are. You're always up for the challenge, and it's great to have you stop by. I am also posting where I'm up painting so that you can have a look. It's still got a lot to go, I hasten to say.
I don't know if I have.
Different.
No,
Chaos
has got an art degree.
Yes. I don't have internet where I'm at. I'll have to look at it somewhere else.
Okay. That's okay. It's up there for you to have a look at when you have the internet there. So, okie doke. Well, we had Wayne and Hatter and Deb and Chaos along for the ride today. So thank you to everybody for being there. Yes, Hatter. Yes.
AP, yes. Look at your bench. You got 70
yes.
points. I'm sitting on your bench.
Well, look, it's better than
Did
what my bench
that?
Has been before, Adam.
Oh, my God.
At least I've got points.
I felt so bad for you.
No, you don't have to feel bad for me. At least I've got people are actually running the ball, you know? So... I'm just excited that I've got points somewhere, Hatter. You know, if I can be on the bench, as far as I'm concerned, I can put them off the bench next week.
Yeah, Wayne and Devin, you have to go look at AP's bench. I mean, my lord, some power players.
Well, I was going to say,
well,
that's what happens. So many good players. You can't decide which ones to put on, and your bench scores high.
Three guys, almost 70 points.
But as I said, Hatter, I was just excited that,
right.
I mean, if you looked at my bench from previous weeks, there was nobody
sure.
there. You know, it was all...
Absolutely. No, I saw that you, when you picked some of those guys up. No, that was good. You're getting the hang of it.
Yeah, no. I've actively been in the trade market trying to find somebody that would score. So I'm actually glad that I've found some people that
yeah.
score. Now, obviously... You know, they're not
well,
sitting
all
on the field.
One game, too. It was all one game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I hope you all noticed that I went ranked ninth to second, right behind Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think, you know, it's look, it's an interesting. League at the minute, Hatter, because it's bouncing up and down all over the place.
I mentioned that last night, how tentative these guys are making the projections, it seems like, this year. Like,
yeah.
They didn't do so well last year, so it's a little more, everything's just...
They're
nobody
conservative, yeah.
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 Nobody says this guy will have
yeah,
a good game.
Yeah, no,
I know it. Yeah.
But I think also there's a lot more outliers this year, Hatter. There's a lot more outliers. You know, because it's been, you know, in normal years, you know, you get 120 and that's meant to be, you know, 80% of the time you'll win a game. That's the way the stats run. You get to 140 and, you know, 96% of the time you'll win. That's the way the numbers roll in a normal year, but it's been an unusual year so far.
It really has. I got 155 and I was third.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah. You know, like
or force. No,
it's just been
force.
It's been a strangely high scoring sort of year. So we'll just see how it plays. But the averages will go less in the next bit.
And congrats to Justin Time for choosing a solid team. Man, he's scary.
No. He's good. There's some people there that have got some great scores in the last 3 weeks. Had it?
Look at
some really high scoring.
He just has a power lineup, man. My Lord. And Wayne, he's doing his juggling act and surviving very well.
Yeah, look, but as I said, I think it's been an unusual year so far in terms of how much the scores have been. So, you know, we'll just see if that continues.
It sort of shows how much those guys, they must question their salaries. ESPN are paying those guys.
they're paid to make opinions and do stuff. But
if that would not need a job.
But they've been pretty ordinary so far, Hatter, to be honest.
It seems to me it is. Hopefully we get a little more color coming from the ESPN, because everything's just constant across the board. Every graph, every thing you look at, it's all the same. And you know what the next one's going to be. Especially the projecting, if you compare players.
I agree.
Do that by the numbers.
It's been
good luck, man. I'm going to first, and I'm not
I mean, I think, as I said, nothing's gone badly wrong. It's just that, you know, nobody's been, you know, outstanding except for this week when everybody's been on the bench.
And beware your buys start the fifth week, week five. The buys will start. So if you've got a bunch of players, better cover that position.
Yes. So, and thank you to Chaos too for talking about my piece, which is taking me a ridiculous amount of time because I am using a technique of just the point of the brush, as Chaos has pointed out. It's just something you have to be incredibly patient for. So I'm going to continue being patient with my piece. It's a huge canvas, and so it's taking me even longer than normal. It's going well, Hatter. So I'm pleased so far.
Cool.
I've done a couple new pieces recently, but I don't know. They're videoed. They're not.
That's funky.
They're not pictured. I'll have to snap some pictures of them.
I
have videoed them and sent them to music and did put through them on TikTok.
Oh wow!
That's kind of a project that I've been working on, is doing poetry readings and. And I've put some of my artwork on TikTok, and so been having fun down that avenue recently. So
no, it's great. Oh, it's great. It's really cool. So, hi, Peter. I am going to close the show, Deb, and say thank you to Chaos and to Hatter and yourself and Wayne a little earlier. And I'm going to go out with the song you didn't hear to start with, which is. Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over, and we'll be back for the Crystal Ball. La Nina, just talking about fantasy football. We do have a fantasy football league, so if you were checking in about that, that's exactly what we were doing. But now I'm in the hands of Crowded House, and we will be back next week, same bat time and same bat channel, with Hatter back in the hosting seat. So until then, we'll catch you very soon. Bye, all.
Out of respect, congratulations, Amadeus.
Yeah, well done, Amadeus. Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.